Chapter 28. Remember Everything. Once another tutor, Shakti Mudra, came to the classes of the Sampo school instead of Naya. "Now," she said, "Naya has gone to the Himalayas, and I will be your lecturer and practitioner."
"What happened?" Arthur asked.
"Why did she leave?"
"The fact is that she received a sign from above and went to the important places of power located there. There are many very powerful caves, burial mounds, and ancient observatories in eastern Kazakhstan. In addition, western Altai is located there, and even the western part of Baluka is located there. Unlike the Russian Altai, there are more pristine, untouched places there, and there is more power and blessing preserved. Naya promised that when she returns, she will take those who want to touch these shrines there." Many students expressed their desire to go to the places of power, going to ask Naya to do so when she returned to class. In the meantime, Shakti Mudra began to explain a new topic. "Today's topic of our class," she said, "is the memory of ourselves. The fact is that a person does not remember himself, does not realize himself, forgets the most important things for his development, his spiritual impressions, thoughts, intentions, and not remembering them, he loses his goal, forgetting the promises he made to himself, the decisions he made for his development, and without this, he is unable to progress further. That is why the school of repetition is very important, in which a person would constantly repeat different spiritual practices, reproduce again his thoughts, decisions, intentions. After all, only what we repeat we can remember, especially if this repetition is accompanied by sincere emotions. That's why church services are repeated, and year after year priests recite the same prayers, the same services are held." Ruslan shared his observations.
"Yes, in all religions there is such a moment of repetition," confirmed Shakti Mudra. "But it is bad that people do not know the meaning of these rituals, the meaning of prayers. And without it, repetition is meaningless and leads nowhere."
Andreich raised his hand.
"I want to tell you what I realized about the fact that we don't remember anything, and how scary it is," he said, and began his story. "Once I had such an incident. A friend from the police called me and told me that a bust was being prepared and that a riot squad was coming to my place. I was in my country house at that time, and I had a very large sum of money with me. I grabbed this money, took some garbage plastic bags to wrap it in. On the way out in the garage, I grabbed a shovel to bury the money in the woods. And when I jumped out of the house, I saw the police cars already arriving. I ran through the vegetable gardens into the forest. I had cigarettes with me, and I emptied them of tobacco and scattered it along the road so that the dogs could not pick up my trail. So I ran to a place that seemed suitable. I wrapped the money in the bags, carefully removed a layer of turf, dug a hole, put the bundle in it and buried it carefully. Covered it with turf, covered it with dry leaves so that it wouldn't show that anyone had been digging here, and left. After wandering around for a while, I got to the highway, caught a car, and went to my friend's place to sit out. After a couple of months, this situation with police was resolved safely. I went back to my place. But when I wanted to find my treasure, I couldn't find it. I must have wandered around the forest for a month in vain, but I couldn't find the very spot that seemed so simple and obvious to me at the time that I thought I had it well memorized and would find it quickly, but I couldn't find it. And then I wondered, what do I even remember in my life? And it turned out that I remembered it best if I strained my memory hard enough, 1/10 of 1% of everything I had lived.
I could hardly remember the books I had read, the movies I had seen, the songs I had listened to. Even the events of my life I remembered in fragments and could not accurately reproduce them in a clear sequence. I talked to many people, and all of them confirmed that they too remembered almost nothing in their long lives. And then I thought, why would I read, watch, listen to anything if I forget everything? Maybe it's more important to develop my memory so that I can remember what I read or saw. Without that, everything seemed meaningless to me, Andreich summarized his story.
Yes, quite right, said Shakti Mudra. First of all, one should develop mindfulness. One should learn to remember oneself, to feel the moment here and now without being distracted by a swarm of attacking thoughts. Then we can perceive everything more clearly and vividly and not forget what happened to us. But for this, we have to practice meditation. After this explanation, the tutor explained in detail how to do it properly. But actually, we remember everything, Shakti Mudra explained with a smile. The subconscious mind stores all the information, not only about this life, but also about all previous incarnations. And during a Gyud session, we can reproduce and revive it all for ourselves. Here, Andreich stood up and reverently asked the tutor, Can't I have a session so that I remember where the treasure is? All right, agreed Shakti Mudra. Come, lie down on the couch, and the rest of you, watch and memorize how it should be done. And then you will learn how to give these Gyud sessions to each other. Andreich lay down. Shakti Mudra began the session and instructed him to remember what happened the moment he left the house on the day of the bust. She asked that Andreich replayed his entire journey from the house to the treasure. And when he replied that he had seen it, she instructed that he would now never forget it and brought him out of his altered state of consciousness. Andreich stood up in a stunned state. He was under a strong impression and could not hide the emotions that had overwhelmed him. Imagine, I saw my whole path, every blade of grass, every bumblebee and butterfly that I didn't even pay attention to at the time. I smelled all the aromas of the forest. I remembered even the weather, the temperature of the air, everything. I was back in that state of stress that I had experienced then. And the most important thing, I clearly remembered the place where I buried the money. Thank you very much, Shakti Mudra. The other students who were watching the session began to applaud, also impressed by the result. And now, said Shakti Mudra when the applause subsided, we will engage in an even more important remembrance. You will remember all your spiritual experiences, all your emotions, all your thoughts about them, all your intentions and decisions, so that you will not forget them and that their power will help you to progress on the spiritual path. Now break into pairs and learn how to conduct a Gyud session, instructing each other to recall all of your spiritual experiences and to be inspired by them even more strongly so that you can move toward your spiritual goal. When the people were divided into pairs, Shakti Mudra said, The main difference between Gyud sessions and sleep is that when you put a person into hypnosis, you give them the affirmation, you fall asleep, but you keep hearing my voice. That's how you keep in touch with him. And since his personality in the altered state is switched off, you get in touch with his subconscious mind, in which all the superpowers that are inaccessible to a person in the waking state are hidden. This is memory and creativity and activation of various forces and possibilities. For example, you can instruct a person to learn languages faster, or to master yoga, to cure a disease, to become braver and more energetic. People began to work in pairs, and Shakti Mudra approached and corrected their actions. At the end of the practice, the students began to share their impressions. Ruslan was the first to volunteer. He said,
I recalled a lot of spiritual experiences that I just remembered they happened, but I couldn't reproduce them in detail. And the impact of those experiences weakened and became obscured over time. But I was particularly struck by the fact that I remembered my experience with LSD, which had led me on a spiritual path. I relived the experience all over again. I was in the mountains, and I took the drug there with my friends as we sat on a peak. Immediately, all the mountains came alive. I saw that they were all living beings, and I could talk to them. And then more was revealed to me. I began to see God in everything, and I was in grace. But this experience was so unusual that I could not reproduce it afterwards. I just knew it was there. And then I experienced it again with the same vividness and intensity as before. And I, Alice began to tell emotionally, was again at the place of power. I felt its energy very well then. A prayer was born in me, and I had a wonderful experience of communicating with Ayami. I knew everything she was saying to me, and her words were not sounds and words. I understood what she was saying to me, emotionally, immediately experiencing the essence of what she wanted to communicate to me. Then I had a silent understanding that one should strive to constantly visit the places of power, to be filled with their energy and blessing, as yogis, shamans, monks did in all times, going to the mountains, caves, hermitages, and that, being charged with their energy, I would advance quickly, spiritually. But then, it was difficult for me to remember the enthusiasm, the delight, and bliss that I experienced. It was all too alien. And now, I experienced this state again, and it again gave me an impetus to development, filled with higher impressions. "And I," said Arthur, "among many other experiences, remembered going into a trance state with the music of transformation and feeling Bhagavan's blessing. He then appeared to me and filled me with amazing energy, transforming my whole being. Later, I could not get in the mood to feel it again. But now I had experienced the blessed state again, and my contact with the Master was much stronger and more alive than it had been before." While everyone was sharing their impressions, Andreich sat on his knees in the corner and sobbed. Then he calmed down a bit and began to talk about his experiences, too. "I saw," he said, "how I had strayed from the spiritual path for several years. I thought that I was being fooled, told fairy tales, and that I had to make a career and get material prosperity, that it was real, and spirituality was an illusion. But now I realized how I had robbed myself and made my life more difficult, how much I had lost by chasing prestige and worldly values, how my life had become a meaningless routine. And a deep repentance was born in me for judging and not accepting spiritual people who wanted to help me. A vision emerged in me that only the spiritual path has meaning, and everything else is just a way to live in meaningless suffering."
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.